Hello, this is Ernestine Young Jones, and this is a recording of conversations that I had with candidates for mayor for the city of White. Incumbent Curtis Powell will be challenged on the November ballot by former city manager Jane Richards. We were not able to get both candidates in studio due to scheduling issues, so I interviewed both separately by phone. First, you'll hear from incumbent Curtis Powell.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Curtis Powell, and I am running for re-election as the mayor of the city of White. Just to give you a little background, I have been a lifelong resident of the city that we all call home, and consider it being the mayor one of the greatest honors that has been bestowed upon me thus far. I love the little town that I'm from and am raising two kids, married and raising two kids in the city now. Now, I will say it has been quite a humbling experience being the mayor. You know, you don't realize that there's so much stuff that goes on no matter how big or small you are as a city. So it has definitely been a humbling experience. And honestly, I had no intention of delving into the political realm, but just seeing some of the things that was going on in the city, I felt that, you know, I needed to get more involved and become more involved in the city. So that's where we are now.
Thank you. Mayor, you know that Bartow County is just growing by leaps and bounds. So does the city of White have a strategy in place for this type of growth? Do you think you're on track? Because I noticed in your first answer, you said little town about four times. So is there a strategy in place, and are you happy with it in terms of how the city's going to grow moving forward?
Well, so, yeah, I mean, I've actually thought, you know, long and hard about how we should grow the city. You know, the City of White is part of the joint comprehensive plan with Bartow County and the other surrounding municipalities. And I guess the reason why I do call it, you know, a little city is, you know, we are fairly small in size in comparison. But, you know, it doesn't make it any more or less challenging to try to grow in a efficient way to where we don't lose that feel. You know, I mean, most people, you know, move up here to the city just to get out of the hustle and bustle of Atlanta and that sort of thing. So you know, we need to be smart with how we grow. I would love to see us, you know parks is a big thing. That's some of the sentiment that I get from some of the residents is, you know, is being more walkable, you know, having some parks where, you know, that you can go and enjoy the outdoors. You know, like you said, if you look across the landscape in Bartow, it's growing, you know, by leaps and bounds. And, you know, if we don't grow along with it, you know, what they say about a puddle of water that stands still becomes stagnant. We definitely don't want that with the city. You know, I would love to have people come in and enjoy the small town that I've enjoyed for 44 years.
Mayor, I think you've heard comments that people have made about White recently. For example, because there has been some upheaval in White, we had the tragedy of losing your mayor, Mayor Perry, and also just there have been some situations there. And there have been comments, for example, like Can the city handle the business of White? Does the city need to dissolve into the county? What do you make of those comments?
Well, you know, I was sworn in April of this year. And like you said, our town has gone through some, I guess you could say, you know, I wouldn't really call them growing pains. We've been a city for over 100 years. But, you know, just some flux there. So when I took office, you know, I made it a point to try to get some of our relationships mended that, I guess, kind of went off track, if you will. So, you know, I can say that, I mean, I have a really good working relationship with Bartow County and enjoy really working with the commissioner and Peter Olson, the county administrator. He's been very helpful in, you know, getting my feet under me. You know, I definitely do not want to see the city dissolve, and I think if you ask the majority of the residents, I think they would probably feel the same way as well. I mean, we've made a lot of progress just in the few months that I have been mayor. You know, we've started reconciling some of the city's, all the city's accounts, working toward doing audits that have been delinquent. You know, we've tried to restore our credit worthiness to some of our creditors, you know, instituted, you know, a more of a checks and balances system when it comes to any kind of accounts payable, receivable, that sort of thing. So, and we've actually have our budget ready to be read for the first time this coming council meeting. So it'll be the first budget we've had since 22 that has been approved. So, you know, I think the staff and I, we've worked diligently to try to get us back in good standing and back on track.
Thank you. You may not agree or you may agree with this comment, but I've heard some people say that some of the key positions in the city has been kind of like a revolving door with people kind of coming and going. For example, the police chief or the city clerk. Do you see that as a problem? And if so, how does the city work on keeping people in these key positions for lengths of time?
Well, so I have not myself ran into that as far as being being in my position as mayor. I mean, we've had the same police chief now. I think our police chief has been with us for over a year. I'm not, you know, the city clerk position, yes, that was kind of a revolving door, but I was lucky enough to get one of our former clerks to come back, you know, and take a risk of leaving the job she was working at to come back and help me out, get the city back in order. And, you know, she seems to, you know, she's doing a great job and looks forward to, you know, if I'm reelected, working with me for the next 4 years. So as of right now, I don't see an issue with that as far as that's concerned now. But yes, I mean, in the past, that was definitely the case in some of those key roles. But, you know, like I said, I mean, we've had some people there now for over a year.
My next question, based on infrastructure in White, how would you prioritize projects being completed? For example, what comes first? Water upgrades, road work, streets? What are the issues that need to, or what infrastructure improvements need to be done first?
Well, so my first priority would definitely be our water infrastructure. It's aging. We've had a lot of leaks recently, so you know the water upgrades would be priority number one, and then closely behind that would be you know, roadway projects like maintenance, particularly like resurfacing some of our city streets. That would be, you know, a close number two. And then I think drainage, I think, is a big deal as well. So I would say that's probably priority number three. And trying to get that funding set aside for the next, you know, year or two and get some of these projects moving along.
Thank you. What's more important for the city right now, building new homes, building commercial space, or rehabbing existing homes or structures?
Well, I think right now, I mean, you know, as you know, we've talked and alluded to earlier, the boom, it's a lot of manufacturing and industrial taking place in Bartow, and I think, you know, trying to build new homes, I think, is important in my mind to give the folks that will be taking these jobs places to live and play. I would think building new homes would be a top priority. You know, and then after that, I mean, you know, you can't just push aside the fact that, you know, people buying homes that need renovation, I mean, that's important too. But I think with all the growth that's taking place in Bartow County, you know, right now I think getting new homes is really important.
Thank you. You touched on this just a little bit earlier. My next question, when you talked about citizens talking about areas for parks and recreation, but as you're out and about talking to people about your campaign and seeking another term or seeking a full term, what are the concerns that people or residents are sharing with you?
So a lot of the concerns that we're getting is you know, truck traffic. That's a big concern. And I don't know what caused this, but it seems to be whenever the new alignment for Cass White Road was opened, I don't know if people's GPSs or these truck drivers' GPSs just did not have them going that way any longer. But, I mean, we have a lot of issues with heavy trucks on our little small street, so that's a major concern to folks. You know, of course, speeders is a huge concern. You know, and then like I said, I alluded to some of the ditch and drainage stuff that we need to tend to. That's just talking to people. That's some of their major major concerns right now. I would say before I took office, a lot of the people talked about the utility building being inaccurate. I think we've made really good strides in taking care of a lot of those issues. You know, we had some meters that needed to be replaced, so we've got that ball rolling now. So I don't quite hear as much about that as I did when I was running initially.
And this is my final question. I asked you earlier about comments people might be saying about the city, but what is going well with you with the city of White? What is it that the city of White needs to get an A+ for?
I would say just getting back on track. I mean, we, you know, there was just a lot of stuff that we had to tackle to get us back, you know, in good standing. You know, I would say making sure that, you know, we had all of our bills called up that we were unfortunately behind on at the time. You know, all that has been resolved. you know, just, I would say, getting back to a good creditworthiness and reputational standpoint.
Thank you for talking to me today. I really appreciate it. Any final comments before we end our conversation?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, as I said earlier, being mayor has definitely been a humbling experience for me. And at the same time, it is probably the greatest honor that you can ask to be bestowed upon you, you know, is having the trust of the citizens, you know, that you work for. And all I can say is that, you know, I hope I've earned their trust and their vote on November the 7th.
That was White Mayor incumbent Curtis Powell. Up next, you'll hear from challenger Jane Richards.
Yes, yes. Good morning, Ernestine. Yes, as you said, my name is Jane Richards, and I am running for the mayor of White. And I have I sent out a letter to all the voters. And as I said in my letter to voters, there are several areas in the government that need attention. One that specifically seems to be a problem is the utility billing. I've had many complaints from folks I know here in the city, customers, concerning the accuracy of their bills and with the bad customer service they receive at City Hall. Also, there are other conditions, things that need to be looked at, conditions of the city streets, they need repairs or resurfacing, and the use of an accurate budget. The budgets aren't, I mean, it's just, you know, the budgets are just a guide for spending and what you're going to receive in, and they're not accurate at all on those. And also, why the annual audits are no longer being performed, had complaints about their employees, whether the charter that was approved by the council was the one that was passed by the Georgia House and Senate. And that dealt with mayor compensation, Section 2.27. And also, they apparently, what I've heard, they're having some financial problems. And the SPLOST projects, they need to be reviewed, and the COVID relief fund to make sure that the funds were dispersed correctly. And then conduct at city council meetings has been it's been bad by the public, and I'd like to see that changed and corrected. Also, the ordinances. We need to really review the ordinances and make sure that they are being enforced. And that's just a few things, Ernestine, that, you know, that comes to my mind that need to be looked at.
Okay, thank you, Jane. I have a question, and I'm going to circle back around to some of the concerns you had, but I want to ask you about growth in the city of White. The entire county is just growing by leaps and bounds. Do you feel that the city of White has a growth strategy in place? And if so, do you agree with that?
I don't know of a growth strategy. Let's see. I did address that in a, a little kind of a bio thing for Rome News, and I don't know if that's ever come out or not, but in that I did say that we do face challenges by surrounding growth in the unincorporated Barker County, and, you know, the recent interest in the multi-housing projects inside the city. We had some of that here in the last few years. And apparently the people here do not want that. But I think maybe some of the officials do. I don't really know a lot about that. I know the mayor, he was on the planning commission, I believe. And I think they were supporting some multi-houses. But I don't see that. I don't know that we have enough sewer capacity, because our sewage is all shipped to Cartersville for treatment. And in the beginning of the sewer, when we put that in, there, we were given a certain amount of capacity by Carswell. And I don't know what we've used. I don't know if I could even get those records at this point. But anyway, also the water is an issue. We don't have the water to, you know, build too many more things here. We don't want to hurt the people that are already here. And I don't know what, I would like to look at that if I were to get in there and try to get some kind of committee together to review the growth and see, you know, what's in store for us in the next few years. I'd like to help us move into the next few years. And also, I know that the commissioner, he put a moratorium on building, on permits, I believe, for those multi-houses. We've got all this new industry around us, big old buildings at Caswat Road, and I know across the county. So they've got to be able to supply them with the water and the sewer. And I don't really know much about that because that's a county projects. But yeah, I do see it as a problem, the growth.
Okay. Based on infrastructure, and again, you've kind of hit on some of this, but what should the city of White prioritize? Which projects should be completed first? For example, water upgrades, road work, streets. What is the highest priority in your opinion?
Well, there's a couple of things that the streets definitely need some work and some resurfacing. I know when I worked there for the city, we usually could find some kind of grant money, some kind of help to take care of those things. I don't know if it's still out there. I've been gone 6 years, so I'm not real sure about that. But I would really like to look at that. I think Old Tennessee Highway is kind of in bad shape. Some of the other streets, I think they may have paved one or two smaller streets. And I know it's really expensive to do that. I don't know much about their funds, what kind of funds they have. Some of that's not accurate, so you know, I would have to look at that. And another issue is the water. You have to have a meter change out program to where you change out those water meters, because they do go bad, they'll stop working, is what they'll do. And then you don't know how much water people are using. You've got to be able to maintain that and change those bad meters out so you can, you know, keep your revenue coming in. You end up charging a minimum. You know, if they use it way over the minimum, then, you know, you don't know that. And that's an issue. And some of our pipes, our lines, the water lines are getting pretty old. And we need to look at some repairs on those or some change-outs on those old water lines, because I believe the water system was put in the 50s. My grandfather was on the council. He was actually a council member and city clerk, and he helped implement the water system. And so some of them are pretty old, and I can't really, I'm sure there's other things, but I would have to just look at it.
Okay, thank you. Jane, you worked for the city of White for a very long time, and I know you're knowledgeable about much of the city's activities, but you also went to court earlier this year. You were acquitted of all charges. The judge, however, did have harsh words about the way the city of White's business was conducted. Why should residents have confidence in your leadership as mayor?
Well, the judge, the thing is, you know, he never heard any of us actually testify or speak. So he's just basing that on, I'm not sure what he was basing it on, to tell you the truth. Because we had audits, good, clean audits every year. I feel that that's very important, that the city do those audits. I know they're not required to do one every year. They're required to do one every 2 years. And I think they're behind maybe 3 years, something like that. So the audit's really, that's what we worked off of when I was there. And we trusted that. And I really don't know what he was talking about. Because I asked my lawyer, I said, what's he talking about? Because, you know, I didn't see a problem with any. We paid all of our bills. We had plenty of money in the bank. And I just didn't understand it.
Okay. I ask all the candidates. I interviewed candidates for council and the mayor about keeping qualified employees in place, keeping qualified police chief, qualified clerk in place, and they all said that they were trying to make sure that that happened. One of the candidates, however, said they were concerned that if you were elected, that you would retaliate against any employees that didn't support you. Is there any reason for concern for that?
That didn't support me?
Yes, during the court case.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you meant during the election. Retaliate? No, I'm not out to retaliate against anybody. I don't believe in doing that. But I do believe that the employees need to be doing their jobs. And that they will be, you know, we will review that. That's normal. That is normal for a new administration.
White has had some blows, you know, with the death of Mayor Perry. And during that time, some people have said, you know, maybe the city should just be dissolved into the county because they're having difficulty running the city of White. How do you respond to that for people who want to kind of let the city go and maybe let Bartow County govern that area?
Well, you know, having worked in the city for 31 years, I would hate to see that. And, you know, knowing the history of the city, I would hate to see it be dissolved. That's a possibility. I'm not sure that I can get in there and help them at all, to be honest with you. It may be too late. So, you know, I'll do the best I can to try to make sure we stay a city. So.
This is on a lighter note, and this is fantasy time. I had this asked this question of all the candidates, and this is fantasy. If the city of White won $1 million grant and you as mayor could recommend anything to the council, how would you recommend that money be spent? And again, this is fantasy. You can be your wildest dream.
$1 million? Well, that's not a lot. You know, to do a lot of work on the infrastructure, probably take more than that. Well, I suppose we would spend it on the infrastructure. That would be my recommendation, to get that upgraded and updated.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Something I've always wanted to see is, a couple of things. Sidewalks. I would love to see some sidewalks through White. Also, I would like to see through the 411 corridor there, I'd love to see some turn lanes. Getting in and out over there is getting more difficult. I think that helped with the new bridge that goes over Caswat Road, you know, changed over there over to 411. That helps a good bit. But still, through White, you know, you got your people living on these little side streets. And it gets difficult when you're turning. And, you know, it's dangerous actually to be sitting there. And traffic's really heavy, especially in the mornings and afternoons. And I'd love to see some kind of turn lanes or something over there. That would be a good project.
Thank you. Those are my questions. Thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me. And I want to finish this by allowing you to have the final word to make an appeal to voters as we wrap this up.
Okay. Well, I would like very much if folks would, you know, want to see me in there, if they want me to help them, and I would really appreciate their votes. And as you said, talking about my case, my court case, I was found not guilty. And like I told one person that talked to me about it, the reason I was found not guilty was because I was not guilty. And I don't think you can really argue with the Superior Court judge. And, I mean, you know, if anybody has any questions about it, I'd be glad to answer them. They just need to talk to me. And I put my a phone number on the letter I sent out. And if they want to, and my email, if they want to email me or text me or call me, I'm here. So just give me a call.
I'd like to thank both Curtis Powell and Jane Richards for speaking to me by phone and answering my questions. Be sure to go vote on Election Day.